Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today is our psychology unit. We're going to play with your minds. We might play some subliminal sounds during the recording to control your minds. Well, maybe that is what psychology is about when it's used to the extreme, like by the Nazis or something like that. But we're not going to do that. We're just going to talk about an aspect of psychology and something that's popular on TV or on radio shows or on websites are these personality quizzes in which you answer a series of questions, and then that will help determine what your personality is.
I think everybody knows where they're popular, and they're popular on Facebook. But as we learned a couple of months ago, if you read and keep up with the news, if you do participate in some of those personality quizzes, your data, your personal information is being taken and sold to other companies through Facebook. So know that if you push on those links, you're giving your data away, your personal data away to Facebook, who then turns around and profits from it. But that's enough about Facebook. I have taken these in the past. I'll admit it. They're kind of fun. We're going to start out by talking about the Harry Potter house. I know which Harry Potter house I tested into. But what these quizzes are about, they are kind of fun. But what we're going to do, as we always do, is read through this first, and then we'll be back to talk about it. Which breakfast food best fits your personality? What does the city you live in say about you? Which Harry Potter house do you belong in? These questions can be a fun way to spend time online. But is there anything more to them? Psychological tests have been around since the early 20th century. One of the first was the Binet-Simon test, which was published in 1905 and intended to measure the mental age of children. In contrast to the test questions we might see online, proper psychological testing is performed to assess a person's intelligence, personality, and other qualities. These tests are legitimized by their adherence to strict scientific principles and can take numerous forms, including multiple choice or yes-no questions, and visual varieties such as the Rorschach inkblot test. The personality quizzes found online lack the rigorous framework of genuine psychological tests, but they do have a purpose of their own. They provide people with a clearer picture of their personal identity. People set identity goals for themselves, and taking the quizzes either affirms that they've reached these goals or gives them useful information for achieving them. Furthermore, research shows that people prefer receiving feedback that confirms the identity they've chosen and largely ignore results that don't. The simple nature of online quizzes often lets people guide their answers in the direction they want. Finally, posting quiz results on social media not only allows people to compare themselves to others, but also reinforces their self-image, influencing others to think of them in this way as well. However amusing these quizzes are, be careful not to take them too seriously. They are mostly for entertainment and rarely provide any real insight into your personality.
All right, everybody, let's discuss our lesson for today. Please pay special attention, okay?
Okay.
Is everybody ready? Here we go. The title is Putting Personality Quizzes to the Test. Remember, a quiz is just like a small test. It's not a big exam. It's just a small test. Sometimes your teacher might surprise you with a quiz. They're called a pop quiz.
Yeah.
We're going to have a pop quiz to make sure you were listening yesterday instead of playing on your phones. But in this particular case, we're going to put personality quizzes to the test. The phrase here is to put something to the test, which means you're going to see if it works. You're going to examine it. You're going to test it to make sure it works. Hey, I just bought this new bicycle and I'm going to put it to the test. I'm going to take it for a ride to see how well it rides. And what we're putting to the test today are personality quizzes, which are these little exams you might take. We mentioned it earlier in the program where you answer a series of questions and it sort of determines what kind of person you are.
Yeah.
When I was taking my composition class back in high school, we had a quiz in which...
English composition,
right. My Chinese wasn't good enough then, but in any case, yes, you're walking in the woods and you're walking with somebody. Who is that person you're walking with? That will kind of determine a certain aspect of your personality.
Huh.
And then as you're walking through the woods, you come to a house. What kind of house is it? Describe the house. Is it big? Is it small? Is there a fence around it? You go inside the house. There's a cup on a table.
Yeah.
How big is the cup, etc. You are asked to basically describe these various things, and then somebody will come back and say, well, this says this or that about your personality, etc., etc.
Oh, I haven't taken that one. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's called a walk in the woods. I took that way back in high school, oh, so long ago. But in any case, some of the quizzes might have questions like this. Which breakfast food best fits your personality? Okay, what kind of food do you have for breakfast? Do you have cereal? Do you have a shaobing youtiao or something like that? Do you have toast? Do you skip breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast.
Oh, gee, you better. It's the most important meal of the day.
No, they've discovered it doesn't really matter if you're trying to count calories, which I always am. So.
Okay, fair enough. That's one question you might be asked to answer. We've got another question here. What does the city you live in say about you? Okay, what kind of city do you live in? Like Taipei, a big metropolis, maybe a smaller town like Sinju or a little country village in Nanto someplace?
Yeah, maybe.
What does that say about your personality? Also, which Harry Potter house do you belong in? I don't quite understand that question because I've never read the Harry Potter books, but you understand this question, right?
Yeah, there are different houses that you are put in as a wizard or, you know, a witch. They are really kind of fun, but yeah, it says a lot about your personality. Now, these are questions that can be a lot of fun to do, and a lot of people who spend time online have obviously taken at least one or two of these. I've taken at least three, and I don't spend much time on Facebook. So they are out there, and they're kind of fun. Kind of fun to pass around to your close group of friends. I don't share with everybody, but is there anything more to these? I mean, are they more than just a way to pass the time or to have a good time online? What is it about them that keeps people taking them, because we're still taking them after hundreds of years? Now, psychological tests have been around since the early 20th century, which is the 1900s. Psychological refers to the mental and emotional state of someone. So it's not just the way your mind works, it's your emotions and how you respond to different situations emotionally. They've been around for quite a while. One of the first was produced by a French psychologist, you could say, Binet. That's why we didn't say Binet Simon, guys. It's a French name. So it's Binet. They don't like to pronounce that last syllable if it has a T at the end, especially Binet Simon. It was published in 1905. That was a long, long, long time ago. And at first, when they actually came up with this or invented it, it was really meant to measure the mental age of children. So even though a child might be 6 years old, that's physically their age, if they tested their mental age, it could have been either older or younger based on what I would say is maturity, right? How the child responded in different situations.
Right. So, yeah, it could be a 5-year-old kid who actually has the mind of a 20-year-old or something, and they're going to be going to university very soon. Or it could be a 25-year-old man who has the child mind of a 10-year-old or something like that. So I suppose that's what this test was for. It was one of the first psychological tests. Mm. Psychologist is a person who probably comes up with a psychological test, and it's all part of the field of psychology. And it was published way back in 1905, and they wanted to measure the mental age of kids. Fair enough. Now, in contrast to the test questions we might see online, proper psychological testing is performed to assess a person's intelligence, personality, and other qualities. So in contrast to, that means when you compare things and oftentimes they are quite different from each other. That's what contrast means. On your TV set, you have contrast between white and black, how much white there is, how much black there is, or is it more gray? If everything's kind of gray, that's low contrast. If things are both black and white with no gray in between, that's high contrast. But here, in contrast to these test questions, or opposite to the test questions, or unlike the test questions that we see on Facebook, proper psychological testing, the ones that proper psychologists have come up with.
They're real, yeah.
Yeah, the real ones, we could say, are designed to assess or determine a person's intelligence, how smart you are, your personality, what kind of person you are, and other qualities that they might want to test, maybe to get into the military or into a university or a certain job.
Oh, we have those, definitely, especially if they want to be a cop. Go into the military, yep. She said. These tests are legitimized by their adherence to strict scientific principles and can take numerous forms or come in numerous forms or different varieties. If you legitimize something, you make it legitimate, you make it real so it's not just fake. A lot of kids in college, when they're too young to go out and drink and buy alcohol, they'll come up with these fake ID cards. Mm. Yeah, so if they're legitimate, these ID cards that we all have are issued by the government. Those are legitimate. Those aren't fake. Now, if you adhere to something, you stick to it. We use adhere to talk about principles that we grow up with. Maybe your parents have taught you how to be a good person. They've given you good moral principles, and they want you to adhere to them. They want you to follow them. They want you to stay close as you can to those principles they've taught you. Well, these tests need to adhere to strict scientific principles. You can't just sit down and make up your own personality test if you want it to be legitimate. You have to follow scientific principles so that it's actually legit or real. And these different personality tests can come in lots of different forms, different varieties, as I said, including multiple choice questions. We often see multiple choice questions in school tests. You know, I had several freshman college courses that were really big, you know, because there were a lot of new freshmen. And we'd usually have multiple choice questions because they were easier to grade for a professor. They took less time. There are also yes-no questions. So the answer can either be yes or no. And visual varieties where they want you to look at something and by responding to what you see, what you tell them you see in whatever you're looking at, they can figure out something about your personality. The most famous one is the Rorschach ink blot test. You're looking at big splotches or big areas of ink that form images. Different people see different things in those ink blot tests.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like looking at clouds, I suppose. What does that cloud look like? Well, it looks like Santa Claus bowling with some of the attendees of the Last Supper or something. I can see the saint standing off to the side there. But in any case, that's something you might be tested with if it's a real psychological test. That brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Time now to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们在文章的一刚开始看到的两个 WH 开头的句子，然后第一个空格后面提到 these questions， 代表呢前三个句子呢都是用问句开始，后面提到这些问题呢很可能是有其他的含义存在，所以搭配这样子的句法结构跟句意的流畅，第一题我们可以选择 F 选项。Sentence F 提到 Which Harry Potter house do you belong in? 他问呢你在属于哈利波特的哪个学院呢？这样子的问题其实都跟我们今天的主题也就是心理测验有关。第二段的一刚开始提到 Psychological tests have been around since the early 20th century. 他其实呢从西元二十世纪初期就已经有了心理测验的存在，按照这样的文意跟后面的 段落的铺陈，我们可以发现它是按照时间顺序来介绍它的演化，所以第二题我们可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 提到 One of the first was the Binet-Simon test, which was published in 1905 and intended to measure the mental age of children. 所以既然是按照时间顺序，第一种的这种心理测验就叫做比希测验，它是在西元1905年所出版发表的，而它呢 intended to, 它被打算要用来是衡量孩童的心智年龄，所以第二题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.Welcome back, guys. We're talking about putting your personality to the test or putting these quizzes to the test that are supposedly written or put together to figure out what kind of personality you have or what it says about you. I'm sure most of our listeners have taken at least one of these tests over their lifetime, but I've taken several. So we're talking about what makes these legitimate and the history behind psychological tests. We know they've been around for quite a while. The first one was written back in 1905, and it was first intended, that was the purpose that it was written. It was supposed to measure the mental age of children.And now we've just got all kinds of different personality tests. Proper tests are performed to actually assess or figure out a person's intelligence, maybe your IQ, your personality, and other qualities that a person might have. These tests are legitimized if they adhere or follow to strict scientific principles. And we just have lots of different forms of these real or legitimate personality tests, including multiple choice tests, yes-no questions, and of course the very famous Rorschach ink blot tests that you often see in TV series or in the movies. Sometimes they use that Rorschach test. It's kind of fun.
Yes, but the personality quizzes found online lack that rigorous framework of genuine psychological tests, so they don't have rigorous testing at psychology laboratories at famous universities. It's just some people with some time on their hands who come up with these tests, and they need these genuine or real psychological tests, but these online personality tests do have a purpose of their own. You can still take them and maybe learn a thing or two about your personality, but take them with a grain of salt. They're not really totally scientific. Now, they provide people with a clearer picture of their personal identity. Okay, people set identity goals for themselves, and taking the quizzes either affirms that they've reached these goals or gives them useful information for achieving them. Mm. So I guess it's all about reaching your goals here. Some identity goals for yourselves. Basically, I guess you take these quizzes to determine perhaps what kind of career you should pursue in the future. And then you can set your goals. And if you take those quizzes, they can help you affirm whether you've reached these goals. To affirm just means to make sure that something is the case, to affirm something or to state something as a fact, to assert something strongly, and to let other people know about it. So it will affirm or guarantee that you've reached this goal, or maybe it will tell you, maybe you haven't reached that goal. Maybe you're not cut out to be a brain surgeon.
Mm. Furthermore, or in addition to what we've just told you,Research shows that people prefer receiving feedback that confirms the identity they've chosen. You want to have these tests confirm or affirm what you feel about yourself, how you see yourself. Now, we have a word here, feedback, guys. It's a noun. So it's just information about reactions to something. Sometimes if you go to the grocery store, they give you free samples of things and they want to hear your feedback. Does that taste good? Or do you feel like this product is useful? You can receive feedback, you can give feedback, but you cannot listen carefully, use feedback as a verb. You can't feedback someone. Guys, that's used in Taiwan sometimes. I teach business people, do not use it as a verb. You give feedback, you want feedback, you receive feedback. You're hopeful that your feedback from your boss is positive. So these tests can sometimes give people feedback that what they viewed themselves as, their identity that they think they have, is actually what they are. So some people who get bad feedback or get feedback from these tests that they don't agree with, they actually just ignore those results.
Exactly. So feedback also makes sure that that's a non-count noun. Get some feedback. I didn't get very much feedback from the listeners at the speech, for example. You could say that. And so you're going to receive feedback and it will confirm your identity. Yes, that's me. That's exactly the kind of person I am. So this test is legitimate. Oh, this test is nonsense. It's nothing like me. I'm going to totally ignore that. So, of course, people will ignore the results if they don't like what they see. Now, the simple nature of online quizzes often lets people guide their answers in the direction they want. So that's their simple nature. If you're taking a test, for example, which Harry Potter character are you? Okay, so you answer a series of questions and then it comes back, oh, you're like Harry, you know, or you're like the Dark Lord, or you're Hermione or whatever, and then you think, well, I'm nothing like her, I'm going to ignore the results here. But those tests are actually designed to give you the result that you want to see.
Yeah, there are lots of different quizzes. I know that I've taken them, they're kind of fun. So, you know, it's something that lets people, you know, check out who they are and contrast it who they thought they were before they took the test. Anyway, if you post these quiz results on social media, you can get a lot of people weighing in or giving you feedback on how they view themselves and maybe share what their quiz results were. But a lot of people are doing this. You can reinforce your self-image this way. If you reinforce something, you actually confirm something or make it stronger. And it might even influence others to think of you in a certain way as well, depending on what results you're posting. However amusing these quizzes are, be careful not to take them too seriously. Yeah, they aren't legit, guys. They're kind of just fun. They've got a little bit of truth in them, but a lot of them are just for fun, and they're not to be used, you know, to pursue a future career path based on those quizzes that you take. Go and take a legitimate one if you really want to use a personality quiz.
Yeah, these quizzes are for social media. Everybody wants to look really important, really smart, really popular on social media. So, of course, these quizzes are going to make you look like that. You're not going to take a quiz that says, oh, you are a loner, you're a loser, nobody wants to be your friend, you're ugly, and you're going to die at an early age. No one is going to post a result like that
on Facebook. I would hope not, yeah.
Definitely not. So, yes, these quizzes are going to make you look really good. It will reinforce or strengthen your self-image, and it will also make sure other people see you like that as well. However amusing these quizzes are, be careful not to take them too seriously. As we said, take them with a grain of salt.
Right.
They're mostly for entertainment and rarely provide any real insight into your personality. Insight here just means some special ability to see something or to know something that maybe other people don't have. You might want to talk to a certain person who works in a certain industry to give you some insight. Can you give me some insight on the market in China? How can I sell my product there? I just can't seem to get into that market. Give me some insight. Give me some special information.
Yeah, there are some people out there that have a lot of wisdom and they have a lot of insight into others. Maybe they can see you more clearly than you see yourself. That's a friend you want to have around. And that's someone to really talk to about maybe your personality and things that are good about you and maybe things that you need to change. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back to wrap up.
介绍完心理测验的演变，第三段的开头句子后面写着 They provide people with a clearer picture of their personal identity. 提到呢，他们其实提供人们的是什么？是更清楚的个人特性。那我们这里的 they 到底指的是什么呢？第三题，我们可以选择 D 选项。Sentence D 的主词就是 the personality quizzes， 也就是今天主要探讨的主题，也就是后面句子的 they。 我们来看一下 Sentence D 里面所提到的内容。 The personality quizzes found online lack the rigorous framework of genuine psychological tests, but they do have a purpose of their own. 这里提到，你在网络上所看到的心理测验，其实它缺乏的是 rigorous framework of genuine psychological tests. 它缺乏的是真正心理测验的缜密架构。但是后面提到，他们还是 have a purpose of their own， 还是有自己的目的的，所以就延续后面的文句说，它的目的就是提供给人们呢更清楚自己的个人特性，所以搭配文意，第三题我们就选择 D 选项。第四个空格前面的句子提到 Furthermore, research shows that people prefer receiving feedback that confirms the identity they've chosen and largely ignore results that don't。在这里提到，我们在做心理测验的时候呢，其实人们会比较呢，倾向于选择他们的回馈是能够证实他们自己个人的特性，而去忽略呢那种结果跟自己特性不太相同的这样子的 feedback 回馈。从前面的句子里面，我们可以看到第四题可以选择 B 选项。Sentence B 提到 The simple nature of online quizzes often lets people guide their answers in the direction they want. 所以呢，你在网络上所看到的这些简单的测验呢，它其实测验的简单本质，也就是往往使人们朝着他们想要的方向引导出自己的答案。所以我们第四题可以选择 B， 回应说你呢会特地接受喜欢认同你的原本个性的回馈，而忽略那些不符合你的预期结果的。所以第四题我们答案就选择 B 选项。第五个空格前面句子提到 However amusing these quizzes are, be careful not to take them too seriously。不论呢这些的测验有多么的有趣，还是不要太小心看待它们了。第五题延续这样的句意，我们可以选择 E 选项。Sentence E 提到 They are mostly for entertainment and rarely provide any real insight into your personality. 这里的 they 提到就是这些心理测验最主要还是娱乐的效果，其实啊，它对你个人的真实个性是很少能够提供一些 insight 也就是洞悉或者是了解的意思。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.